From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Museveni declared election winner. Opposition rejects results. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, in power for 30 years, was declared the winner today in this week's election with nearly 61% of the vote. Uganda Electoral Commission Chairman Badru Kigundu announced the results.
Now, therefore, candidate Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, who has obtained the highest number of votes in the election and the votes cast in his favor, bringing more than 50% of the valid votes cast at the election, the commission declares Yoweri Kaguta Museveni elected president of the Republic of Uganda.
The main opposition party is rejecting the results as fraudulent. The chairman of the Forum for Democratic Change Party, Mugisha Muntu, said election results were announced at the National Tally Center in Kampala were inconsistent with results declared at polling stations. In a phone interview Saturday with VOA, Muntu said the party is compiling evidence to show Ugandans and poll observers that the election was rigged in favor of President Museveni. Mr. Museveni's strongest challenger, Kizza Besigye, had 35% of the vote. Syria's main opposition group says it's ready for a temporary truce, but only if Russia and the Damascus government also observe a ceasefire and halt all the fighting in the war-torn country. Russia has previously said it will not stop its airstrikes against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria, even if there is international agreement on a temporary truce. The United States and others involved in trying to end the Syrian civil war say most Russian bombs are directed at rebels fighting the Syrian government and not at Islamic State terrorists. This is